Another area of divergence between the two parties, which will be fun and games after the election. I want to talk today about David Quinn's article in The Independent today. He's basically saying a vote for Labour is a vote for legalised abortion.
And this is a scandalous article. There is a similar article in a newspaper that appears in churches without the approval of the people who run their churches, called Alive. And isn't it very interesting that this is timed for the day that the Labour Party manifesto is being launched? You know, when I lost my seat in 1982, I lost it on the basis of misrepresentation. And guess what? Family planning. Family planning that time from the same kind of stall as David Quinn was regarded as anti-Catholic. But I've gone through it in detail, and there's actually an arrogant misstatement in literally every paragraph. You know how he opens it, which is very much interesting to everybody who wants to read it, and those who may pick up The Independent, which is often given away for free. And that is, he refers in paragraph 1.
You're in great form this morning.
Oh, I am, because I know all this rubbish and the stuff that's in it. You know, on paragraph 1, he refers to people called serious-minded practicing Catholics. So therefore, you'll be careful in case you meet David Quinn, because he might subject you to the test. And then he goes on and he speaks about... I can reduce it to this. The Labour Party position is that it respects the referendum of the people. It respects the Supreme Court judgment ruling on it. It recognises that the judges have said that you should legislate on this, and it accepts that you would need all-party agreement if you didn't want to have a divisive and crippling referendum. But what he does here then is, I have to say, at the bottom of the first page, in the sixth paragraph, he draws a distinction between where a woman's health is in danger. He says that what he says in it, he mentions this. Listen to a phrase like this: that ruling allows for abortion, and furthermore it permits abortion simply on the say-so of a medical practitioner. It doesn't have to be a doctor or psychiatrist who's willing to say that his or her patient is suicidal. He is saying that those doctors, many of them long before this, who have taken decisions to save the life of the mother, that their opinion is lesser, and that in fact actually the woman has to practically attempt suicide before somebody can in fact intervene. Now frankly, any Catholic bishop I know, it is not the view, no more than the little rag newspaper that has been circulated, the view of the Dominicans. So really, we've been through all this before. Let us get on with dealing with compassion with our different views on the issues of jobs, unemployment, on poverty, on all the other serious real things.
We're well out of time.